Ethnic fighting continued Monday in the oil-rich town of Warri in the southeast of Nigeria, following a weekend of clashes between ethnic Ijaws and Itsekiris. Security forces imposed a dawn-to-dusk curfew to cope with the violence. The outburst of tribal violence was taking place in the southern eastern city of Warri, a major port on the Niger Delta and a regional hub for foreign-based oil exporters such as Shell and Chevron Texaco. Fighting between the majority Ijaw and minority Itsekiri communities has been escalating since March, as both communities have vied for increased political control and land rights. Both communities have been used by various political factions, which have armed Ijaws and Itsekiris in order to cement control of the oil-rich Niger Delta. That region currently produces some of the finest crude oil in the world. Reports in Warri of dead bodies lining the streets and shots being fired all over the city by rampaging militia armed with guns and machetes have been confirmed, but it has yet been impossible to confirm the exact death count. In the meantime, the Nigerian National Army started imposing a curfew in the city. The latest violence was said to have originated with an Ijaw attack on a local Itsekiri village on Friday and escalated from there. The Ijaws are opposed to the government, which they claim is doling out political patronage to Itsekiris as a way of splitting the opposition and dominating the region by proxy, thereby guaranteeing war revenues. The last time violence between Ijaws and Itsekiris flared up earlier this year, hundreds of people were killed and oil companies had to evacuate staff. Nigeria lost more than 40% of its oil revenue during a rebellion. A member of OPEC, Nigeria is the world's eighth largest oil exporter, producing more than 2 million barrels of crude a day. Nigeria's ethnic and religious clashes have claimed over 10,000 lives since the country moved to democracy about 5 years ago. Dino Matani for VOA News, Kinshasa.